going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, this is it. This is the first game. Juan Soto is going to be back at Yankee Stadium wearing a Mets uniform.
That is right.
And this is, I mean, it's a big deal. It is really a big deal, given the amount of money that he signed for, the fact that he is, I can't remember another free agent that ever shunned the Yankees for the Mets. Can you?
No, it's never happened. I mean, the closest thing was Robinson Cano going to Seattle for more money. Aaron Judge close to going to the San Francisco Giants, but ultimately ending up with a Yankee. This is the biggest one.
But this is the Mets. I mean,
right, I know. I'm just saying shunning the Yankees in, you know, totally. But yes, with the Mets, it's even a bigger deal. And the Yankee fans pissed off about it because they're not used to it, especially with the Mets. And they're not not mad at Juan Soto, what he did. They're not disagreeing with what he did in taking more money, I think. What the Yankee fan is pissed off about is this has ignited the Met fan into getting in their face about them being the better organization, having more money, being the king team in New York. That is the thing that pisses off the Yankee fan, because the Met fan believes, and rightfully so, that this was a power shift over to Steve Cohen, because it was the first time that it ever happened. So they're going to be on his ass. He's going to be out in right field. They're going to be all over him. I just heard a guy calling to C-Mac this morning, a big Yankee fan, says he's going to be out there throwing dollar bills at Juan Soto. I mean, it's going to get ugly. They're going to boo him.
Well, that's fine, and you could probably, you know, obviously chirp him a little bit. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, it's a baseball game. It's a baseball player. And by the way, the Yankees, you know, backfilled just fine, and they added three players, or four players if you count Trent Grisham, that are basically adding to the Yankee offensive onslaught right now. And Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, of course, and then you have Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they're more short-term oriented because of the age of those players. The Mets are going to be with Juan Soto for 15 years, if he makes it 15 years.
Yeah, and then there is an out in the contract, but CBS Sports Network has best record of baseball up there right now. Yankees and Mets right there. The Mets game behind the best record in baseball. The Yankees 3.5. So as you mentioned, they've done just fine without him. Trent Grissom's actually had a better offensive season up until this point than Juan Soto has. But this is the type of stuff that gets fans going crazy.
Baseball too, by the way. Local baseball especially.
Well, 100%. And I do believe he thrives in these situations. I do believe that he's going to have a couple of home runs in this series. And this is when, like, this will be the first time that I'm really, really, really looking for him to do some damage. Like, I've been waiting. We've been patient. They've been winning. You've taken his sort of meh season in stride to this point. This is the time where I want to see him get ignited and be like, screw you guys. I'm here. This is my moment. This is our moment. And we here, the Mets version of we here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But I mean, both these teams are going to end up in the postseason, barring some sort of disaster. And both teams are very, very good. And on paper, the Yankees' rotation is better. But in reality, the Mets' rotation has been better.
I mean, the Yankees have seven guys in their lineup that have 20 or more RBIs.
Yeah, I think they're the most productive offensive lineup in baseball. At least they were as of a couple days ago.
And this is the point. They were really productive last year with Judge and Soto, of course. But maybe there's a little bit better balance. And, you know, who would have thought that Ben Rice would turn into a the home run hitter that he is right now? And even Anthony Volpe, who's had his moments. I mean, he's still got six home runs and 24 RBIs.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay. It's just that a lot more was expected out of him. It's sort of been waiting for him to be more consistent.
I understand that. He's not, you know, Cal Ripken Jr. or Manny Machado just yet. I mean, but, you know, God.
Tier three, that's what it is. You expect to see a little more.
Okay, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, like, everybody just thinks, you know, this should be a Hall of Famer at every position.
No, it's somewhere in between that. I mean, he was a big top prospect that the Yankees had passed on free agents at that position because they wanted him to be a star. I mean, these are just facts. And underwhelming.
What I love about what the Yankees are doing with him in particular, it's called patience. Like, you know, the New York Rangers have no patience. The New York Knicks have had no patience. They try to develop people. It doesn't work. They get rid of the guy. And then they go somewhere else and they play well somewhere else. I mean, it's just like the Yankees are showing patience for whatever reason, maybe because he's a local kid or whatever, but they're showing patience with Anthony Volpe. What is wrong with that in today's world?
Well, I'll give you an example where they showed too much patience, and that was with Gary Sanchez. He should have been gone 2 years prior to when they let him go.
But again, at least they showed patience.
Sure. I mean, sometimes it works with patience, sometimes it doesn't. You know, the Mets are showing patience with Brett Beatty.
You know what I want to say? Right, exactly. What I want to see is I want to see a guy rewarded for all the hard work and dedication he puts into his craft. And it seems like Brett Beatty's that type of guy. It seems like Anthony Volpe's that type of guy. Like good character guys that you want on your team that are working their asses off and that, you know, are going to do the right thing on the field. They're not going to be perfect every single time. But, you know, you got to have guys like that on your team.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, at this point, I think that Yankee fans, I don't want you jumping down my throat again. I think Yankee fans are just a little underwhelmed with Anthony Volpe. That's all. And they would like to see more. And if this team is going to take the next step.
I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't want to speak for Yankee fans. I don't think you should be speaking for Yankee fans.
I've heard many Yankee fans. I'm not speaking for them. I am delivering the message that was delivered to me because we all have these fans of these teams in our lives. And they tell me, like BT, all the time when I'm driving home, underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. Okay. Well, I don't want to get into argument with the Yankee fan, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to be unbiased.
Well, it's not about Volpe today, is it?
It's like my respect for Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Well, of course. How do you disrespect that man? That man deserves all the respect in the world.
Like, I've had nothing but respect for him since he came up here.
Yeah, but, you know, today's not about Anthony Volpe. Today's about
Juan Soto. I wanted Juan Soto 4 years ago.
Juan Soto. Nobody laughed at you.
Oh, Jerry was making a mockery of the whole
I think day. I think he was just tired of hearing his name over and over again. It wasn't that he disagreed with it. It was Juan Soto.
But it's like you got to beat it into your guy's brain
Juan
around
Soto,
here.
Juan Soto.
Especially when it came to Sam Hauser, when it came to Precious Achiuwa, and now, you know, and when it came to Juan Soto. It's just like boom, 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 boom.
Juan Soto porn. Juan Soto. Anthony in Belleville. Yes. Oh, to feel good. Friday, what's up, Andy?
Boomer Gio, hey, what's happening? Hey, Gio, you couldn't be any more wrong. We don't give a crap about Juan Soto, okay? So whoever you're getting your hearsay from,
Anthony, you are wrong. Anthony, we'll see what happens tonight. So you're telling me when Juan Soto gets up to bat, it's going to be quiet and nobody cares because a Yankee fan doesn't give a crap about him?
No, of course we're going to boo, but
you don't care
already.
You don't care about it.
We're past that.
You passed it. All right, so you passed it so much that the tickets out in right field are going for an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
You got people calling up C-Max saying they're throwing dollars at Juan Soto. He's going to be booed. Juan Soto himself said it's going to be one against 50,000. That's his quote, but you guys don't care. Stop.
It's all about Aaron Judge.
Stop it, Andy. Okay. Have a good weekend,
Yankee.
Man. All right, see you.
All right, see you.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we like Andy.
He's a little bit off base with this. He's a good guy. But they care. And they care deeply.
Of course they care.
Yes.
They got left at the altar, and their team was floating around, you know, that $700 million mark just to make it seem like they were in it when they knew all along they weren't in it. And then the beauty is when Steve Cohen gave the suite to Juan Soto. We don't do that with our players.
Yeah.
Well, we've never done it. We didn't do it with Jeter. We didn't do it with Aaron Judge. We just don't do that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I also think that really pissed off the hardcore Yankee fan from the people that I listen to on this radio station.
Okay.
Is the fact that it turned into a conversation about how the Mets are better set up for the future. They care about families more.
Yeah,
they're
we
just
do.
A better landing spot.
Take care of the players.
Right. Really care deeply about the players, but the Yankees do not. They're not giving suites to the families. And just their farm system is just inferior to what the New York Mets are looking at. That they hated the fact that that conversation ended up being sprouted out of the Juan Soto signing. John and Juan Tall, what's going on, John?
How you doing, doctors?
How you doing there, Johnny?
All right. Hey, listen, before I get to my Yankee point, can you believe Congress didn't nominate Francesa to be the Pope?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Congress, it has to be the Cardinals.
It would be the conclave.
It would be the conclave.
It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
He should have been in the mix. Should have been in the hopper. He was in the hopper.
Listen, the whole thing with these Yankee fans, it gets to the point where it's actually nauseating, where they come up with videos. Oh, Juan Soto doesn't look happy. Oh, did you watch the video 2 minutes before that? No, right? They didn't watch that video 2 minutes before that, right? Then you get the Yankee fans, I don't care about Juan Soto. I'm just going to go to Yankee Stadium and stalk him like I'm some ex, some crazy ex, you know? I'm so glad I don't go to Yankee games no more, you know? And you hear Keith McPherson talk about, don't sit in the bleachers if you're a Mets fan. Why? I sat in the bleachers with my brothers a few times. Nobody ever did nothing to us.
That's good. What? That's good to hear that nobody ever did nothing to you guys.
No, but do the Yankees, they're not going to. Do the Yankees realize that, like, I'm a guy from Queens. I know they think because they're in the Bronx that they're from the Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, they think they're tougher than other New Yorkers. Well, they're not.
As most of those guys come down from Connecticut, New Canaan, Greenwich, anyway.
Yeah. Little floofy type of people from Greenwich and, you know, that shore people of Connecticut, you know, all those towns.
People, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, members at Stanwich, guys like that.
Yeah.
Who we love, by the way.
Yeah, we love those guys, especially when they take us to that place. Yeah. And, you know, we're guests.
I mean, we love those.
It's awesome. But that's who the Yankee fan is. You know, sweat the vest wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Quarter zip.
Kind of like you today.
Yeah, I got my BEF stuff on.
Yeah, I know.
BEF, and I also have Flag and Anthem Made Flex polo on as well.
Yeah.
And Flag and Anthem pants.
Yeah. So I'm you look like you should be a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm not, man. Okay. Not today, especially. Dylan in Floral Park. What's going on, Dylan?
How's it going, fellas? I have a question for you. Could you imagine in 2016 if Mets fans booed Daniel Murphy when he returned to Citi Field wearing a Nationals jersey?
That's different. I mean, it's different. You know,
I know it. I know this
cuts deeper.
Booms, I know it's different, and I know it cuts. But this guy hit one of the most important home runs for the Yankees franchise in the past decade. It just, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all. If Pete Alonso was wearing a different jersey this year and he was getting booed at Citi Field, I would be embarrassed to be a Mets fan, even if he was wearing the other side's colors. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pete Alonso wanted to stay with the Mets. You got to remember, he didn't want to leave the Mets. He didn't want to go anywhere else. And the Mets made him the highest-paid first baseman this year. You know, this is a much deeper cut. You guys got to understand that.
Well, also, you know, same with Daniel Murphy. The Mets didn't want him back. They let him go.
Yeah. And then,
so this guy spurned the Yankees. It's a different type of situation.
I mean, I think the Yankees knew that to go to $700 million for him when their best player on their team and the best player on the planet other than Shohei Ohtani is Aaron Judge making $360 million. You couldn't do that.
Well, I also think that there's this whole, well, you take less money to be a Yankee. You know, you take less money to play with Aaron Judge,
well,
put on the pinstripes.
That's
what a Yankee fan's thinking. It's like, oh, you just went for the cash. You didn't care about being a Yankee like Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, he went for the cash and the suite.
For his family.
The suite was a big thing for his family. And the Mets,
suites are beautiful at Citi Field. Right? Really, and beautiful Yankee Stadium as well.
And the Mets, they love their families.
Yeah, more than the Yankees do. Yeah, it's more of a family place. It always has been throughout the years, you know?
Yeah.
You bring
the
kids.
You know who takes really good care of the families? And, you know, and I have an inside knowledge on this one.
The Islanders.
The Islanders.
Yeah.
Sydney was like, couldn't say enough about how great the Islanders treat their families.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. Love to hear that.
So the Mets must be like the Islanders, taking care of the families.
Indeed. And not like the Yankees.
Wasn't it like one of the Jets or Giants that didn't take care of the families well?
Oh, it was the Jets, right?
Was it the Jets?
Yeah, Jets got an F for that. Yeah. Remember that player thing? F.
Yeah, well, the Bengals got an F for that, too.
Yeah, they did. Or there was a D maybe for the Jets. It was definitely the Bengals got an F. But they got F for ownership, F minus for ownership, the Jets in that poll. Oof. Barry's in the city. What's going on, Barry?
All right, guys, quick hockey question. I know Tavares was drafted by the Islanders, played there longer. Who gets booed worse, when Tavares goes to the Islanders or Soto to the Yankees? Even though Soto was there for 1 year, I just want to know what's going to be the worst.
Soto, definitely Soto. There's more passion there. I'm not saying the Islander fans weren't upset that John Tavares basically left them to go to Toronto, and that was a miscalculation by the Islanders, and they should have traded him when they could have, but... To me, it's got to be Juan Soto.
Yeah, it's...
You know, if Tavares went to the Rangers, then I would definitely say yes.
So it would be like
him spurning an opportunity to stay with the Islanders and instead taking the money from the Rangers.
Exactly. That is the point right there. The Islander fan was really mad because it seemed like he was going to stay there. They didn't end up trading him, and he did the whole thing with the Maple Leafs pajamas. It was rough. But
you know what's amazing is that his contract... 7 years with the Toronto Maple Leafs is done after they lose to the Florida Panthers. They are getting torched up in Toronto, by the way, right
well,
now.
Well, of course.
Torched.
I mean, I feel like every single year it's a torching. But they'll all be back, all those fans. You know,
of course, they love their team and they love being miserable. It's like the Cubs back in the day, the Red Sox back in the day.
Yeah, but they're not the lovable losers. They don't love them.
No, they think that they're a finesse team and they're getting outworked by Florida, which every team gets outworked by Florida. They are relentless. They are the apple of every hockey fan's eyes.
It's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
It's a feel-good Friday on Boomer and Geo, and it's brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka sunshine in a can. Yes, feel-good Friday. Playing some golf today, Jerry?
But I played, 27 holes yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Which was awesome, yeah.
It got nice.
Well, you
yesterday.
Had an emergency nine yesterday, huh?
I didn't have an emergency nine. I played 18 with my my older son at 12:30, and then when my younger son's baseball practice was over, I picked him up and we went back.
And you must be getting good.
No, I stink.
Huh. You really? Gotta be getting better.
Stink.
You play so much, you gotta be getting a little better.
Not much better.
Well, I saw another guy hit a ball off a tree back into his face. I was gonna send it to you, but I think you're done with that.
Apparently society's not, because I still get those videos almost daily still.
You do, right?
Oh yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'm not going to send you those anymore.
You actually saw that?
Yeah, somebody smashed a ball.
I want
the
Recco rule. Ball behind the tree, free drop, one club length away from the tree.
Yeah, that's what Max Homa says. He's like, you don't need to play by the rules that we play by. It's stupid.
You're having fun out there.
You can amend a couple of them.
Yeah, but we're playing for money now.
Yeah, but if everybody's got the same... Well,
exactly.
I mean, I guess...
I had to educate Craig on this whole thing.
Yeah. Hard.
You know, he didn't understand all the little rules and everything.
No, he didn't care.
Well, no, he cared because we were playing for real money, and he was like, he said he could break 100 at due process. I said, you're out of your mind. There's no way.
Not if you're playing for real.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was doing things that he didn't realize
were
wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I don't know what it was. I should have known that there was a problem when he put the mark in front of his ball. I'm like, no, you can't do that. It's got to go behind the ball.
Yeah. By the way, Jerry, we're playing twice next week, if the weather permits.
This is what's happening.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
So we've got a little bit of a situation. Someone helping us out on Friday to play a beautiful place. That might have just been mentioned on the air.
Yes.
I'm very excited
for
that. Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's hope the weather cooperates now.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm feeling like it'll be fine.
Can't believe it. I go with a guy 3 years ago, doesn't want to play golf, now is playing golf, and playing golf very regularly at all these great golf courses.
Yeah. You see, it seems to bother you.
It's the transformation is remarkable.
I say this every time. I'm passionate about it. I love it. It came into my life at the right time. I respect the game.
You do.
I work on my game. None of this is lost on me. I appreciate every minute that I'm out there. You groomed someone the right way for golf, and you should be proud, not annoyed by this.
I'm not annoyed. I am proud. I'm just startled at times.
Yeah, I mean, you see...
There's a little bit, this, you know, like how... I went from actually... trying to talk about golf in this radio show for years and years and years. And you guys would just like flatline me.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, no. You
with,
would.
With
you
golf?
Would. Yeah.
Jerry?
Unless it was the Masters.
You didn't like it.
He hated it.
I didn't flatline him.
Yeah, well, because you didn't watch it. So it wasn't like it was rude. It was kind of like, remember I did a show with you a couple months ago and I said, is there anything I need to watch? Otherwise, I can't contribute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think in flatlining is you couldn't contribute because you weren't into it or watched it.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's different.
And then like, you became a YouTube golf connoisseur.
Yeah, things changed. Yeah.
Right, and then you saw other people that had troubles playing golf, and I think you kind of thought to yourself, man, that's kind of like me, and I kind of like... And now you're like a complete and utter psycho when it comes to the game, which I love.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
I mean, you're out there swaying a club... You know, I'm in the bullpen.
I'm definitely into it. There's something about it, though, that I, for whatever reason, because you said this the other day, too, off the air. You were like, you know, for many years, I would talk golf on the show, and then people wouldn't want to talk about it. No one come to me about it. And then you start playing and talking about it, and all these people are coming to you. And it's like the first time that I got a little more attention when it comes to something. Than you, and it's eating at you, I think.
I don't think it's eating at me, no.
But, like, because you, the golf.com people came to me about the Ryder Cup thing. The Scratch people reached out to me about Pebble Beach. Golf Digest reached out to me about some event that they were doing. I mentioned these things, you're very excited, and you're like, MGA, the magazine, the Metropolitan Golfer,
and
Matt Golfer Magazine.
And I love the fact that you did that.
You're like, I've been here talking about golf for a long time. I never got interviewed. I mean,
is this a good time to tell him?
Tell me what now?
Pro Hockey Weekly reached out to Al for an interview.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
I mean,
Like, I get super excited about these things. If they were reaching out to you about it, you'd probably just slough it off.
I have.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, but I'm just saying that I just think it's a remarkable transformation that I have witnessed over the last 3 years. From that first round of golf at West Saville with Shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
And who was your partner?
It was Sal Graziano.
Sal.
Okay. Yeah.
To where we are today is just...
I mean, putts like this
is
why you do it.
Yes.
It's why you lace up the golf shoes. It's why you go out there. Putts like that.
Why you wear black socks.
Yeah. I wanted to go all black. I wanted to send a message like Phil Mickelson.
Your opponent's parents cheering for you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not generally that happy out there, so I'm glad that they're showing that moment.
Yes.
That was the drama built up for that particular shot. And you can watch that whole video, by the way. It's a foreplay. It's me and Boomer against Trent and Frankie. And if you just go Boomer and Geo and foreplay or whatever, you can watch that video. It's got a couple hundred thousand views. And yeah, it's very cool. We ended up losing. They played great.
They did.
But Glen Oaks looks beautiful, and we look beautiful, I have to say. We really do.
Yes, we do.
Look at the two of us. And here's a freaking Trent who was unconscious that day.
Yeah, he was ridiculous that
unconscious.
Day.
Unconscious.
I think you brought out the best in him.
I don't know how. I mean, the guy showed up in an Uber from New York City, barely warmed up, and went out there and housed us. And he hadn't even broken 90 at that point.
That's true.
Crazy.
And he's from Iowa.
Wild. Yes, but he's a great guy, and I'm rooting for him. And if they do that, which they are doing that big internet invitational thing, he's going to be the guy that I hope wins the $1 million. Because he's been working his ass off. And he did the first Creator Classic. Did you see how he took him like 8 shots to get it on the green on 17 at Sawgrass? Because he kept hitting in the water over and over and over again. The people were cheering. And then he also fell over on a chip shot.
So it was tin cup.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. He took out a piece of turf at Sawgrass that looked like one of the demo things from Turf Tech. You know, it was like that big. And he falls over, and like Frankie, who was caddying for him, had to like catch him. But it was, but he became more of a legend because of that, because everybody started rooting for him. Anyways, this is a shot by Frankie. Just unbelievable.
Yep, very good.
Yeah, he was, those guys were on that day, man. Closed us out. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Well, we got a pretty big night here in New York. You've got the Mets and Yankees playing. You've also got the Knicks and the Celtics in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. We know New York up 3-2, another chance to close things out. So here was an interesting take, and there's a reason why I'm playing this. I'll get to that in a moment. But Emmanuel Acho on FS1.
Yeah.
He feels this way about Boston and what they're dealing with Jason Tatum out.
I want to go as far as to say the Boston Celtics match up better versus the New York Knicks without Jason Tatum than they do with Jason Tatum. Not because
Break
of talent.
Down. Break that down.
Not because of
Please.
Talent. Exclusively Stop. Because of mindset.
All right. And so part of that mindset, as he explains.
I believe that a team is a reflection of its leader. Jason Tatum is the leader of the Boston Celtics. They are an incredible team, an incredibly talented team, but they are not as tough a team.
And then he went on to talk about the way he gave an example in terms of a specific point in the game, how Brown did things a little bit differently than the way Tatum would have.
This is what I was saying yesterday about them without Tatum, is that now everybody's got to take it up a notch, and other guys are going to get more opportunities, Jaylen Brown being one of them.
Which is where he kind of gets to.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown ends up driving more, taking mid-range jump shots around the rim as opposed to settling for threes like Jason Tatum was doing in game 1 and 2.
Right, and here's a kind of an example of how Brown leads.
Jaylen Brown stood there and let every player that played in the game and those that didn't even play in the game, he dapped them all up, he hit them all in the chest, and he looked them all in the eye. I'm not saying Jason Tatum wouldn't have done this. This just proved to me the leadership that Jaylen Brown has and is trying to inject into the veins of all of his teammates.
All right, so you get all of that. I bring that to you because now guess who responded and defended Jason Tatum?
I want to say Kevin Durant.
Yes, he did, as you saw this, and there must be a sports minute coming up soon.
No. No.
So here's what he said on X.
I'm saying that because the way you asked me.
Well, you were right. So it's Kevin Durant, and so he puts the video up and then writes, quote, "Hot take artists have ruined the sport. Football guys, no disrespect, but y'all boys need to stay in your lanes. You don't know what it's like between these lines. Give it a break. Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talking mental toughness, cut it out."
Wow. Pretty strong take there.
I got to say, though, I understand exactly what Emmanuel Acho was saying. And I actually agree with it. You know, and if you're a fan of the sport, you like the sport, you watch the games, everybody loves Jason Tatum. Everybody feels terrible for Jason Tatum, but it's obvious what the hell the Boston Celtics did to him.
And what was so offensive or knocking Jason Tatum in that clip? He's not saying that Jason Tatum's a bad player. He's not saying that Jason Tatum shouldn't be out there. What he's saying is that they match up better with the Knicks without him because they're going to the basket more, not settling for the threes, which is true.
Knicks by 20 tonight.
I know you love that. Did you make the bet?
I do. No, I will today. I did not yet. I might make the bet.
Think
I'm going to do the over 16 and a half rather. I don't like that between the specific numbers, that between 21 and 30.
Yeah, but you could do 16 plus.
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
I was looking at it
that's again. Okay. I'm sorry. I was not ignoring you. I was looking up the odds again.
I think that's the one I'm going to make. And yeah. I'm going to do what? Give me you got that up there right there?
I'm trying.
Can you give me a prop bet on Karl Anthony Towns, who I think is going to have a big game?
Oh, I could definitely do that. So we'll go more wagers here. We'll go player props.
Yeah.
And what would you want points with him, huh? Player points.
Points and or the threes made.
All right. So to score, they have like to score 25 plus?
Sure.
25 plus for Karl Anthony Towns is plus 220.
Okay, and then what's threes made?
Player threes. Karl Anthony Towns, one or more threes. That's you don't want that.
No,
you want two plus.
Give me three plus.
Three plus. For Karl Anthony Towns, three plus, plus 460.
There it is.
That's the bet.
So I'm going to take the Knicks minus 16 and a half, and I'm going to take Karl Anthony Towns over 3.5 threes.
All right. You better do it, man, because a lot of people think that you're just trolling with this.
No, and I will post it.
And you will...
I will do it, and I will post it.
That will prove...
Matter of fact, if you want, make the bet right now, and I'll Venmo you right now. And then this way we know it's a done deal.
I believe you.
Fair enough.
I believe you're
going to do it. I will post it later. Last night, the Nuggets forced a seventh game, beating the Thunder 119-107 as Nikola Jokic had 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. So that was kind of cool. You got the Subway Series tonight between the Yankees and the Mets. We have all the action here on The Fan. So you asked about the pitching lab.
Yes.
This is how David Stearns kind of referred to the success of the pitchers, and I guess he means the lab here, but he uses a different phrase. The question was, why the success with the rotation?
Majority of the credit goes to certainly the player. And then I think Jeremy Hefner and our entire pitching apparatus does a really good job of putting them into position.
There you go.
So that's what he used, pitching apparatus.
Pitching apparatus.
He did not want to use lab.
I guess not. Apparatus.
The old apparatus.
Carlos Rodon and Tyler McGill will go tonight in the series opener. Then they'll play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then Sunday Night Baseball around 8 o'clock Max Fried and David Peterson in that game. Twins did shut out the Orioles for an 11th straight win 4-0. You had the Rangers beat the Astros 1-0. 8 innings for Jacob DeGrom and Shohei Ohtani. 2 home runs as the Dodgers beat up the A's by the score of 19-2. Quickly, next hour I'll give you some Ben Johnson and more from the Giants. This was the Scottie Scheffler, and we'll be done with it, talking about what we were discussing last hour about the PGA Championship and the different conditions on the course morning to afternoon, and he was talking about the mud balls and what they were dealing with.
I understand how a golf purist would be like, oh, play it as it lies, but I don't think they understand what it's like literally working your entire life to learn how to hit a golf ball and control it and hit shots and control distance, and all of a sudden due to a rules decision that is completely taken away from us just by chance.
And then he goes on to say a good shot should be a good shot.
And when you think about the purest test of golf, I don't personally think that hitting the ball in the middle of the fairway you should get punished for.
Which makes sense.
Whiny biatch.
I'm with him
on this one because it does, you know, you could also get more wind in the afternoon than the morning. So that also kind of balances what goes on here, and this is why they switch these tee times all the time. But for him, you know, to have to play on a soggy, wet golf course and hit the ball right in the middle of the fairway where you're supposed to hit it and it plugs and pops out and has mud on it, that's why we play lift clean in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on days like that, to make sure that the player isn't penalized for hitting the ball where it's supposed to go.
That is right. He, by the way, 2 under. He is 5 behind Jonathan Vegas.
Which is amazing, by the way. Like, he got himself back. You know,
of course he did.
Yeah.
Because he started on the back, and I think this was his whole 16, that long par 4. Mm-hmm. And that's where he and Xander Schauffele both
double bogey,
yeah.
Hurricanes closed out the Capitals, winning 3-1. The Jets stayed alive, beating the Stars 4-0.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's Boomer and Geo on this busy morning. Subway Series Game 6. It's all out there, but there is also something that we have not addressed yet, and that is all the people that are reaching out to us about one particular thing that's happening this weekend that we haven't talked about. We've talked about the PGA Championship. We talked about the Subway Series. We talked about the NBA postseason. Boomers talked about the Florida Panthers. We have heard it all, but do you smell? Do you smell it out there?
It's called the Sports Minute.
Lewis in Long Beach joins us. What's going on, Lewis?
Hey, good morning, guys. Big fan here.
Thanks, Lewis. What's up?
As you guys know, tomorrow's the Preakness. I was wondering if you guys got your horse guy who's from the future, obviously. And also, just tell Jerry that I tried parlaying those two together, and it's not letting you do it on FanDuel. I'm not sure, but I like it. Let's go Knicks, and let's go Yankees.
Yeah, you probably can't parlay those, but I would just bet them separate. They're both big odds, and you know if one of them hits, you're good. You don't have to worry about both of them hitting. So, yeah. So
the big thing about the Preakness, it's the 150th running of the Preakness.
It's a big deal.
And Baltimore finally, it sounds like Baltimore's finally going to, you know, renovate the entire track in the area. So it looks like they're going to be putting some money into this race, much like they're doing the Belmont. This is why the Belmont is up in Saratoga again this year.
All right, so as far as horse guy goes,
yes,
who this man said he's from the future, which is funny because he gave us back-to-back Kentucky Derby winners, which is damn right impossible. Like, so many horses, so hard to predict. Back-to-back years, he gave us Kentucky Derby winners that were not the favorite, by the way. So a couple of things you need to know about horse guy. One, we haven't heard from him yet on this, which,
and I don't know why. This is very weird.
Which I think
a little dark in us right now.
Well, the reason I think that is because he's probably not convicted about the Preakness. He doesn't have the same conviction about the Preakness he generally has with the Kentucky Derby, and I don't believe that he gave us the Preakness winner last year. So Horse Guy really is a Kentucky Derby wizard, but
if Horse Guy wants to give us a pick, we will give you that pick. But I'm not sure he's, in years past, Horse Guy is not as convicted about the Preakness. Now, he'll come back with a conviction on the Belmont Stakes, but he does not go all in with the Preakness.
Let me ask you a question. How does journalism lose this race? If Sovereignty's not in the race, journalism obviously would have won the race going away last week.
That's
or,
right.
Or 2 weeks second, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that horse is going to lose this race.
Well, tired, bringing it back. You get some horses that are fresh in the Preakness. That could be, you know, talking about a couple of
it's
weeks.
It's not nearly used to as it. Big a field, right?
It's not. But, you know, you throw in one of those fresh horses in the Preakness, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got journalism like, damn, I'm doing this again?
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks ago you had me doing this.
It's amazing.
That would be
So if journalism wins, then obviously that sets up a rematch for the Belmont. So that would be nice.
Rematch. That's what we love around here, rematches. Let's go to Bobby in Belleville. What's going on, Bobby?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, guys, yes, I'm a big believer in athletes have big egos. So, to me, that's the main reason Soto did not want to go to the Yankees, not with Judge there.
Yeah, I know nothing about athletes or former athletes having big egos. It's really nothing I've come in contact with. I've never been around anybody with a big ego. For me, that's a foreign concept. I don't know about you, Boomer. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it when I look in the mirror.
If anybody would know, it would be Boomer.
Yes.
You're following, Bobby. Yeah, good job. Yeah,
thanks,
you're
Bobby.
Following along.
But here's the thing. You know, first of all, I always say this about athletes when it's their time to get their money, their contract. And when you are a superstar like Juan Soto is, like Aaron Judge was when his contract came up, you know, you want to now set the standard for the next guys. That's your responsibility to your union that you work for. So when Shohei Ohtani got that $700 million, everybody said, oh, well, you know, he's a pitcher and a hitter and he steals bases and there's a reason why he's getting $700. You know, Juan Soto and Scott Boras said, look, man, we got to get more than that. We got to jump over that for the next group of guys that are coming behind us. And that's why, you know, Bobby can say whatever he wants. The Yankees weren't going to pay him $700 million. They just weren't. You know, they got him for 1 year. They made it. You could say they made a smart trade. You could say they made a bad trade, depending on Michael King and what he's doing out there in San Diego.
Mm.
He's becoming one of the best pitchers in baseball, by the way. But I will say that they got the most out of him in 1 year, and there was no way, number one, that they were going to pay that much money. I'm just telling you, they were not going to. It was all smoke and mirrors. We'll hang around. We'll make like we're interested. But we're not paying a guy $765 million. We're just not doing it.
Let's go to Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's up, Alejandro?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Friday. How we doing?
All right, man. Great, Alejandro. Man. You know what? I'm excited. I'm excited for my Mets, and I'm excited for our Knicks.
That's it. Our Knicks, I don't agree with the mess part, but that's
yeah, I know. For I know you don't. Day. Yeah, I know.
Listen, so talking about bringing it, man, this is part of Anthony Towns' day. You look at what Julius Randle did in Minnesota, the series, complimentary to Anthony Edwards. Cat has to be complimentary to Brunson. We cannot rely on Brunson. We need Anthony Towns to bring his A game. Bring his big ball to the game today and show it that he's worth the money. We need that today because we cannot go back to Boston.
Yeah,
listen, send Boston to Cancun.
Alejandro, you are preaching to the choir here. It's not just about one player, but Karl Anthony Towns is expected to be great and be great in these moments. He was brought here to get past the Boston Celtics, to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, watching Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo take their team to the conference finals, and the other conference certainly has something to do with it.
He's pretty much had a double-double every one of these games, but, you know, like the last game with the fouling out and the stupid fouls, you know, that's the thing that's really frustrating. I mean, you know, and I would even game one at Boston. He only had 14 points, but they won the game because Boston couldn't hit a three-pointer to save their life. So I would suspect that, you know, he realizes how important this game is. And again, like I keep saying, and I have said, if Minnesota got to where they are with DiVincenzo and Randall, and you're Leon Rose, and you made this big trade, and you move those guys there to get Karl Anthony Towns here, you move all your assets to get Mikal Bridges, who has been good, has been at times really, really good for the Knicks. These are the moments why these guys are here. They thought that they didn't have enough to get over this hump, And I know they're playing against the defending champions, so they have it harder than any other team in the league. And Minnesota caught a break by Golden State losing Steph Curry, but this is the moment. You're in your building. It's a Friday night, for God's sake.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, the Celtics did lose their best player as well in this series. So, got to do it. Have to win. Can't go back to Boston. Alejandro is right. It's Boomer and Gio on a Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you want to talk some Knicks, Subway Series, 888-808-1019. I also have heard from Horse Guy. Horse Guy has not gone dark. He just texted us. I will tell you what he said about the Preakness, and also a big NFL story out there as well yesterday. Very interesting stuff.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.